Shalom Chavarim, this is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, Shavua Tov. I hope you're having a good week as you seek to honor God in your Avodat HaLev and your worship and service of the heart. May you be attuned to the divine presence, sensitive to the slightest move of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, as you call upon the Lord for wisdom and life and truth to guide your way. Amen, amen. Now, this audio broadcast is shorter than the weekly Shavua Tov broadcast that you might be familiar with, in that I'm trying to keep this to about 5 or 10 minutes of recorded time to give you a shorter bit of information that I hope you find encouraging. And I'm going to try to relate it to the weekly Torah reading, or at least a theme connected to the weekly Torah reading. So, for example, this week is Parshat Shalach Lecha, which has to do with the sin of the spies. So I want to speak about issues of faith and courage. As it's written in our scriptures, Betach el Adonai bechol libecha, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Ve'al binatecha al tisha'ein, and do not rely on your own understanding. Bechol derechecha da'ehu, in all your ways know him. Ve'hu ye'yasher orechotecha, and he will direct your paths. That's from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And this, of course, is a great theme of this week's Torah reading, trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not leaning on your own understanding, not using your carnal reasoning or the eyes in your head, rather the eye of a heart that sees God's truth and promises. Our light affliction, our testing, is just for a moment, but it works for us something far more exceeding and eternal in terms of its weight of glory. It's far more significant and meaningful and to be treasured. We look not to things that are seen, but things that are unseen. For things that are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal. That's from 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. So we live in a two-tiered reality. And part of the struggle of faith is to inhabit or to behold the heavenly realm in our daily experiences in this world, to mediate the eternal and the truth of God and the promises of God in our hearts and have that expressed in this world, creating sort of a bridge of faith, if you will, between the two worlds, whereby we become conduits of the mercy and love of God, expressing his presence, his purposes, and his vision in this life, and sharing his heart with other people with whom we may come into contact. So may God help us to do that and to walk with him through this valley of the shadow of death. It's written in our scriptures, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For the one that comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Now, this isn't some sort of crass reward we're after, some sort of party on the streets of gold with all our desires fulfilled, but rather the presence of God, the blessing of God, being healed of all that makes us hurt inside and wounded people in a broken and dying world. It is eternal life. It's the healing and the blessing and the reward of knowing the Lord. It's called the crown of life in Scripture. That's what we're talking about when we come to God by faith. It is the reward of knowing God and having a relationship with God in the truth. So that's the backdrop for understanding the gravity of this week's Torah portion, which is a heavy one, since it focuses on the sin of the spies and the subsequent failure of the people to trust that God would be there for them. The people's lack of bitachon, or trust, is the most serious sin recorded in all the Torah. It's even more serious than the sin of the golden calf. This is confirmed by the testimony of the New Testament, which presents the fate of the Exodus generation as the dire warning of apostasy for those who claim to follow the Messiah. Look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 7, all the way through 4, verse 2. Notice, though, that in order to trust God, you must believe that you're valuable to him and that he genuinely desires relationship with you. God redeemed you so you could know and love him. Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am the Lord your God, is the first commandment because it is God's invitation for your heart to believe and trust in him. In this connection, it's important to notice that the spies came back and said, we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. That's from Numbers 13:33. They felt small because they had forgotten the reason for the redemption. They had forgotten how much they meant to God. Their lack of self-respect made them feel unworthy of the inheritance. The sin of the spies was not just that they doubted that they could overcome the giants in the land, but rather that they were worthy people in God's eyes. Sadly, the spies' view of themselves was more real to them than God's view of them, and that's why, they added, and so we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. Now, from a spiritual point of view, that's profoundly tragic. The spies said, we seem to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seem to them. That's Numbers 13:33. Here the sages note the subtle yet profound connection between how we see ourselves and how we imagine others see us. This sort of projection is common enough in everyday life. However, while it may be valid for you to sometimes feel small, inadequate, and even like a grasshopper, it's not valid to claim that this is how you are regarded by others. After all, how do you know how you appear to others? And moreover, what difference does that make in light of who God says you are? Who or what defines you? Do you need the approval of men to exist or the approval of God? Worrying about how others see you, seeking your self-worth among the fickle passions of men, is simply carnal and self-centered. When the spies said that the land devours its inhabitants, Numbers 13:32, they projected their own hidden fears. Instead of seeing God at work preparing the way for the Israelites to more easily conquer the land by bringing perhaps a plague upon those people, the spies saw only themselves, and that led to their sin of unbelief. So one lesson we can learn from the unbelief of the spies is that we have to be careful to esteem ourselves properly. We're created B'Tselem Elohim in the image of God, and that's the starting point for everything else revealed in the Torah. This foundational idea may be expressed as respect precedes Torah. Self-esteem and self-worth are very important characteristics because they enable the soul to receive the Word of God. This isn't selfish. It's not narcissistic. If you have no self-esteem, it's not likely you're going to believe that the promises of Scripture are really for you. You'll regard yourself as an outsider or alien who is without the promise of inheritance. So we have to begin there, with the fact that God created you in His image, and therefore you are of infinite value. You matter to God, and therefore you have to respect yourself. It's no mark of holiness to shame or belittle yourself, notwithstanding your sinful nature, since you have a duty to honor yourself as one of God's created children. Dishonoring yourself violates the central ethical commandment of the Torah, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And it's no mark of humility to disparage or deprecate yourself. And moreover, how can you respect other people if you inwardly despise yourself? You regard yourself as insect-like. You'll tend to view others as gigantic threats. You'll act defensively and walk in fear of other people. Now, this is a path of a person living in the prison of fear. It's a type of hell. Trusting in God's personal love for you presupposes that you're worthy to be loved and that there's a divine inheritance for you. This gives you real courage to go take possession of land as its rightful heir. Trusting in God means regarding God's view of you as more real than your own. It means allowing yourself to be elevated to honor so you can be in genuine love relationship with your Heavenly Father. As it's written from now on, therefore we regard no one, including ourselves, according to the flesh. That's 2 Corinthians 5:16. Friends, we walk by faith, not by sight, which means we must take hold of the promises of God, even in a world that devours its inhabitants and that is filled with seemingly invincible giants. Faith believes the possible, even in moments of testing and struggle. As Yeshua said, all things are possible for the one who believes. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may overflow in every good work, it says in 2 Corinthians 9:8. So may it please God, our Heavenly Father, to help us esteem ourselves properly, so that we can receive, abide in, and walk in the reality and presence of His overflowing love. And may the Lord keep us from the terrible sin of unbelief by always remembering that we infinitely matter to Him. Amen. Sheyigeh lecha yom tov. Have a good day today. May God bless you and keep you and shine His face upon you, friends. Visit us at Hebrew for Christians. Shalom, shalom.